Om Shanti. Today's topic is the promised land. If we look at the dictionary meaning of this phrase, it shows that the land that was promised to Abraham and his descendants, and the other meaning is a place or situation in which someone expects to find great happiness. Apart from this, there are many songs composed with this title, The Promised Land. And Promised Land is a 2012 American drama film. And in the same year, this film was named in one of the top 10 films. So because since I have come to stay in Baba's home in the Middle East, so this phrase, The Promised Land, is not something new here. But for me, it was very new that time. In the beginning, I was just hearing it from here and there and from students and friends. But after talking to some appropriate, person, I came to know that this promised land actually meaning is the land of milk and honey. Means in our language, golden age, the land of milk and honey, and it's the land which according to Hebrew Bible was promised and subsequently given by God to Abraham and his descendants. The promised land was described in terms of the territory from river of Egypt to the river in Iraq. So in simple language we can say that it's a promise by God to human beings to give them heaven if they were obedient to God's directions. In other words, in BK language, in Baba's Srimad, if we follow. Another interesting thing which is related to Baba's Gyan is the promise to God, promise by God to Abraham to give promised land is, it's in future tense, not to Abraham directly, nor there and then. Here on Confluence Age, Baba is promising us to give us the promised land, golden age, but not now, later. After we have become pure, we have qualified ourselves as deities, we enter into Satopradhan stage, after we have followed the directions, Srimad, after we have passed all the tests, after we have given God's message to everyone. And other important aspect related to the promise of the promised land is the Lord has said to Abraham, leave your country, your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you. So this is Baba's foremost Srimad, to let go of our labels, our temporary identities, and we can't have any subtle ego of our Laukik education, educational degrees or backgrounds or nationalities and our passports. Sometimes these things are so ingrained in us that even without conscious wish, they keep emerging in our talks, in our behaviors. That's why Baba talks about not only renunciation, but unlimited renunciation. So that on subtle level too, we are free from these attachments, attached to the things which are so short-lived and temporary. Also in the same way, Christianity, Jainism, Islam talks about heaven, Bahisht, El Dorado, Satyug, paradise. So now let's talk about few main sanskars or virtues which represents the residents of the promised land or golden age. Baba has said, all your sanskars for future life begin in this life. Satyugi sanskar hi satyugi sansar layenge, means golden aged sanskars will bring golden aged world. Recently, in one Avyakt Murli, Baba said, your thoughts and actions should be like gold. So what are golden aged sanskars? Number one is purity, pavitrata. This is the main virtue or power of the soul on which future 21 births or whole cycle is dependent on. If we look at Baba's Murlis from the beginning till now, one theme is common and most prominent, and that is purity. We can't compromise on our purity for anything. Baba has explained with lots of love and sometimes using tough words about purity. Because Baba knows that we can't progress or we can't become qualified for the promised land or Satyug until and unless we follow complete purity. And as BKs, we know, Baba has given the most deepest definition of purity. The meaning of Brahmin life is to be a pure soul, and this purity is the foundation of this life. We all make this vow of purity when we came to Baba. We know that the mother of peace and happiness is purity. So when we don't experience that much super sensuous joy and sweet silence, the reason is that the foundation of purity is weak. So if the foundation is weak, then it reduces our experience of peace, happiness and power. Impurity starts with body consciousness. Baba says that the seed of being defeated in purity is to be impressed with someone or his or her virtues, nature, personality or speciality. And to be impressed with someone or his or her physical presence is not to be impressed, but it is to be ruined. We have to keep in mind that these specialities are gift from God. To be impressed means to be deceived, and it will give us sorrow. When we have not done enough internal efforts, when we have not done that tapasya, in other words, still that little emptiness is there in soul. When we are still taking happiness from outside world, then these things happen to us. Then things and people impress us. We can't remain detached fully. So that's what Baba is signaling to attain that pure, powerful, detached stage. Baba once said, even waste thoughts bring you down in the category of being impure. So it's a very profound subject. Let's revise and recheck our purity in this relaxed time of lockdown and corona. God has given us the highest aim to achieve highest purity. Baba has said in Murlis that golden age is the land of liberation in life, Jivan Mukti. If we have not experienced that liberation now at confluence age, then we can't experience that in golden age too. In other words, if we have not experienced the purity, the fullness of the promised land here, then it's impossible to experience it there. So let's observe ourselves as detached observers and check our purity on subtle level of thoughts, deeds and words. Another golden aged sanskar is self-sovereignty, swaraj. How much self-sovereignty we have in our life? Once, on a 18th January Murli, Baba said that many children ask Baba about their future status. What will be their status in golden age? Then Baba gives you all a mirror to check. You can all check in that mirror. And the mirror is self-sovereignty. How much sovereignty you have now on yourself, on your sense organs, on your life, to the same extent you will receive the big or small status in golden age. So let's check the level of self-sovereignty. Third important golden aged virtue is sweetness and ever-smiling divinity in our behavior, on our face. We can never imagine deity not sweet. Devotees go to the temples to have a glance of that sweetness on their faces. This sweetness comes by constant attention and remembrance of the sweetest father. Recently in one class, Charlie Bhai said that whoever we remember, then it's like we are downloading that data from them. If we are remembering a human being who is always angry and their mood is off all the time and we are in conflict with them, so in a way I am downloading that mood. And if I remember Baba, the sweetest one, then I am downloading that sweetness, that sweet data from Baba. Whenever we look at Dadis, whenever we meet them, we are always received with that sweet, innocent, pure, golden-aged smile. And immediately, we are charged and we come under the influence of that divinity, purity, and we are always spellbound by their innocence. So now, the next golden-aged quality is generosity. As children of the ocean, we can't think small. Yes, we have to be sensible, but we have to think big. Keep our heart big. Baba says, keep your heart big and all problems will be solved. If you are generous-hearted, then everyone will come to help you. People want to be around those who are generous. It's all about generosity in attitude and nothing to do with material things, how much money you have, how many things you have, but what's your attitude towards them. So let's make our hearts bigger and bigger and think big like Baba. So now at the end, I want to revise few points which Baba has spoken about the details of our promised land. So number one is, all your attainments will follow you around everywhere to serve you in your life. So as I am speaking this, just think about that golden age as if you are there now. Take it as a meditation commentary. So Baba says, all your attainments will follow you around everywhere to serve you in your life. Each physical comforts will always be ever ready to give you its own happiness. Your creation, trees will play a variety of music in front of you, the masters of the world, simply through shaking their leaves. You will have many types of games of living toys. The fruits there will have a great variety of tastes. You will not cook green leaves, but you will cook fruits and flowers. The fruits of drinking will be different from the fruits of eating. You won't need to use perfumes there, because whilst the water flows down the mountains, the plants it flows over are so aromatic that the water naturally becomes fragrant. Your musical instruments will be embedded with lots of diamonds. Your palaces will be lit with the sparkle of gold and diamonds. And there will be many vimans. There will be family vimans and also single-seater vimans. And all will be accident-proof. So just visualize yourself flying in the vimans. And of course, there are many, many, many more points about the details of promised land, our golden age. Lastly, I want to express my one experience. Few years ago, I got this opportunity to do seva, to translate for few brothers and sisters, very senior brothers and sisters, about golden age If you remember, the program was, the project was Seeing into Being. So I translated for a few seniors what were their thoughts about Golden Age and what were their visions and all those things. So I remember while I used to translate that, I used to pause everything and I really wanted to go into the depth of whatever they were sharing, how Golden Age will be like, how there'll be diamonds and shining from the sun and the diamonds. So that was really a very, very beautiful experience. And since then, my, you know, image of Golden Age became very clear. So now the time is almost there. We can't wait to go to our promised land. All together. Om Shanti.